This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Mourners converged in Minneapolis, Minnesota Thursday to memorialize George Floyd, whose death at the hands of a police officer has sparked international protests on racial justice. Meanwhile, three officers charged with being complicit in Floyd's death made their first court appearance. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
He died of a common American criminal justice malfunction.
The Reverend Al Sharpton says George Floyd's death is part of a 400-year pattern for blacks in this country.
The reason we could never be who we wanted and dreamed of being is you kept your knee on our neck.
As the service was underway, a hearing was held for the three now former officers charged with aiding and abetting former officer Derek Chauvin, who is charged with second-degree murder in Floyd's death. The three are each being held under $750,000 bond. I'm Tim McGuire.
In the wake of George Floyd's death, lawmakers on Capitol Hill are moving to reform police accountability laws. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
As protesters descended on Capitol Hill, lawmakers worked on what could become one of the most ambitious efforts in years to oversee how law enforcement works. Both the Senate and House are expected to include proposed changes to police accountability laws and training requirements.
Addressing the loss of trust between police departments and communities they serve.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she'll leave it to the Congressional Black Caucus to give details. Attorney General William Barr acknowledges the lack of trust and says it must change. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials closing up slightly, but the S&P and the NASDAQ down. This is VOA News. A towering statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee will be removed from Richmond's Monument Avenue after Virginia Governor Ralph Northam announced the move on Thursday. The statue, which sits on state property, will be moved to storage while Northam's administration works with community leaders to determine its future.
But my friends, I believe in a Virginia that studies its past in an honest way. I believe that when we learn more, we can do more.
Northam made the decision after days of angry protests in Richmond and across the country over the death of George Floyd. The decision also comes a day after Richmond's mayor, LeVar Stoney, announced that he will seek to remove the other four Confederate statues along Monument Avenue, a prestigious residential street and National Historic Landmark District. The statues on Monument Avenue are among the most prominent collection of tributes to the Confederacy in the United States. The Global Vaccine Summit, hosted virtually by Britain on Thursday, raised $8.8 billion for routine vaccinations in some of the world's poorest countries. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced the figure at the end of a 3.5-hour online session, bringing together multiple world leaders amidst the current COVID-19 pandemic.
GAVI's work on routine immunization is the strongest shield against outbreaks of infectious diseases.
Representatives of more than 50 countries, including 35 heads of state or government, participated to raise funds for the Gavi Vaccine Alliance, a public-private global health partnership. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits dropped below the 2 million mark for the first time since the health crisis forced a near shutdown of the U.S. economy in March. Reuters' Conway G. Gittens has the numbers.
The Labor Department announced Thursday that new jobless claims hit 1.8 million last week. That's a big drop from nearly 7 million Americans filing for first-time benefits when much of the economy was forced to shut down over health concerns. But economists point out the jobless numbers remain stubbornly high and reflect a second yet smaller wave of layoffs by companies struggling to cope with weak demand. Thursday's snapshot of the job market comes ahead of a bigger picture view. The government will publish its unemployment figures on Friday. Economists expect to see the jobless rate top 19%, its highest level since World War II.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittens. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.